For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is too important to take action against the Saudi government and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
The CIA has looked at it. They've studied it a lot. They have nothing definitive. And the fact is, maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
He also spoke of his daughter Ivanka's use of private email during her White House job last year.
They weren't classified like Hillary Clinton. They weren't deleted like Hillary Clinton, who deleted 33. She wasn't hiring. She wasn't doing anything to hide her emails.
The likely incoming chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings, says he will resume an investigation looking into White House officials using private email for government purposes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Thanksgiving holiday is underway, and USA Radio's Robin Walensky is at the airport talking to busy travelers.
What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
Very frantic. They having meltdowns everywhere.
Deontay is super friendly skycap here at Southwest, busy helping customers in all moods with their luggage and boarding passes, and tries to make them smile.
Gobble, gobble. That's what my little son loves to say. He's four.
New Jersey officials say arson appears to be the cause of a fire at a mansion that killed two adults and two children. Monmouth County Prosecutor Chris Gramaccioni.
There was one body that was found out front of the home. The other three were recovered from inside the home, and unfortunately they were burned severely as a result of the fire that they were exposed to.
The holiday rush is underway. AAA says nearly 49 million people will be on the highways this Thanksgiving, which is a 5% increase over last year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Reactions are still coming in after a court ruling against the Trump administration. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the details.
A federal judge has ruled against the Trump administration's ban on asylum for immigrants. Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. He explains what this ruling means.
What the judge just told them is go ahead and cross the border illegally. Instead of going through a port of entry, which is a legal process, the judge just encouraged them to break our laws, cross the border illegally, drain Border Patrol resources, because then we have to deploy our resources to those areas to take them into custody. This is the wrong decision. It's the wrong message to send. And this is what is spurring these caravans to continue to come, as we see caravans stacking up upon caravan. It's very disappointing that a judge would take this stance to encourage lawlessness.
The results of the midterm elections are finally official in Florida, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
During a meeting that took just a few minutes, the State Elections Canvassing Commission met in Tallahassee Tuesday morning and certified the results of the voting as well as the subsequent recounts. Republican Governor Rick Scott taking the U.S. Senate race over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson by just over 10,000 votes. Republican Ron DeSantis was elected governor by about 32,000 votes over Democrat Andrew Gillum. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.